Oxford English, Shanghai Edition, Students' Book 8B by P. Etherton and G. MacArthur. Copyright Oxford University Press and Shanghai Primary and Secondary Curriculum and Teaching Materials Reform Commission 2002. Published by Oxford University Press China Limited and Shanghai Educational Publishing House. Chapter 1. Reading. Page 3. Travel. France is calling.
Now that winter is behind us, many people are starting to think about going abroad for the summer holidays. This year, why not spread your wings and visit France? France is a wonderful place to go for a holiday. It is a huge country, with coasts on the English Channel, the Atlantic Ocean, and the Mediterranean Sea. In addition, it has many mountain regions, which are excellent for skiing. The centre of France is a big agricultural region, growing crops such as wheat and sunflowers. It is amazing to drive past fields which seem to go on forever, or whole covered with neat rows of grapevines. One of the most scenic areas is the Loire Valley, where you can visit the old castles in which the kings and queens of France used to live. Of France. It is one of the most popular tourist destinations in the world, with its world-famous landmarks such as the Eiffel Tower and the Arc de Triomphe, and its wide tree-lined streets. Paris is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. If you are taking your children with you, remember that Euro Disney is just an hour away from the centre of Paris. It offers many of the same attractions as the Disney parks in the USA. If you want to go on to visit Britain, you can now do it without flying or taking a ferry. The Channel Tunnel, or, to use its nickname, the Channel, enables you to travel by train from Paris to London in about 3 hours. In our city, we can see the influence of France in some ways. France, like China, is famous for its food. Some bakeries provide French bread and cakes. Other popular French products are its cheese, brandy, and wine. Many of the world's top designer names are French. Names such as Dior in clothes, Chanel in perfume, and Cartier in jewelry are familiar to many Chinese people. A quick walk along Nanjing Road will remind you of many similar names. France is a leader in art and culture too. A lot of young students from different countries go to France to further their studies. Every year, French film festivals, exhibitions and concerts are organised all over the world. To get the most out of your holiday in France, why not try learning French now? You can do this in some language schools around the city.
Listening, page 6. Completing notes about a famous building. Welcome to the Eiffel Tower. It was built by Gustave Eiffel, a famous French engineer. The tower was finished in 1889. It is made of iron. There are about 18,000 different parts altogether. The height of the tower is 320 meters. It is still the highest building in Paris. At first, some people did not like the tower. They said that it was very ugly. But after a few years, it became very popular. The tower has lifts. Go up to the top. There is a very good view of Paris from there. On a clear day, you can see for more than 30 miles. If you don't want to go by lift, you can walk up the steps. But remember that there are 1,792 steps up to the top. The tower is repainted every 7 years. It is brown in colour. About 45 tons of paint are needed to repaint it. Some amazing things have happened to the Eiffel Tower over the years. Once, an elephant walked up to the first level. A man has cycled down all the steps. And in 1984, two people jumped off the top and used parachutes to get down safely. Speaking, pages 10 and 11.
A. Talk time. Asking for and giving directions. We can ask for directions like this.
How do I get to the ferry pier?
How do I get to the railway station?
Can you tell me the way to the ferry pier?
Can you tell me the way to the railway station?
Where is the ferry pier?
Where is the railway station?
We can give directions like this.
Take the first turning on the right.
Take the first turning on the left.
Take the second turning on the right.
Take the second turning on the left.
Walk to the end of the road.
Walk to the traffic lights.
You'll see the ferry pier in front of you.
You'll see the ferry pier on your right.
You'll see the ferry pier across the street on your left.
Exercise A1.
Excuse me, how do I get to People's Square?
Take the second turning on the left. Walk to the end of the road. You'll see People's Square in front of you.
Can you also tell me the way to the post office?
Take the first turning on your right. Walk to the end of the road. You'll see the post office across the street on your left.
Thanks very much.
Not at all.
Page 14. More practice. A. The Tower of Pisa was built to be the most beautiful bell tower in all of Italy. It is the bell tower for Pisa Cathedral. However, not only is the Marble Tower beautiful, it is perhaps the strangest tower in the world. It leans to one side and looks like it is going to fall over. The building of the tower began in August 1173 and took nearly 200 years to complete. Nobody is certain who designed the tower, but for many years it was said that Bonanno Pisano was the architect. In 1319, all the floors were finished, and years later, work eventually began on the bell chamber at the top. It was officially opened after nearly 200 years of construction. The tower has 8 floors. It is 54.5 meters tall, with 294 steps up to the bell chamber. From the top, there is a very beautiful view. Italian scientist Galileo once did his famous experiments about gravity and falling objects from the top of the tower. Why does the tower lean? In fact, it was already leaning while they were building it. As soon as 3 floors had been built by 1178, it began to lean as the ground beneath it sank. The builders tried to make the tower straight again as they added more floors. But the lean only got worse as the tower grew. It continued to lean by about 1 millimeter every year until finally, on the 7th of January 1990, it was closed to the public. For 10 years, the rescue of the tower was a serious problem. The top was leaning over by 5 meters to the south. And if its movement was not stopped, the tower would one day fall over. Measurements taken in 1911 estimated that the tower would collapse by 2050, if not sooner. After 10 years of hard work, it was officially reopened on the 16th of June 2001. However, it was not opened to the public until the end of 2001, and even now the number of visitors is restricted. It is now safe for the next 300 years, because engineers have reduced the lean by 50 centimeters. To give it the same lean that it had in 1838.